Tetzel, Perakeh, Mishnah, Gimel, Ema Gaglin, Bitoifea, Divi Rabbi Meir. Chacham Matirin, Meneisha, Efshin. You shouldn't be Megago with Toseach according to Rabbi Meir. We need to say, so when you harvest one of your crop, you shouldn't at the same time harvest a crop called Toseach. Toseach is a type of pulp, it's an inferior type of crop, and it's very small. And the reason why you shouldn't harvest a Toseach together with other crops is because the leket that would have otherwise fell from the other crops would fall instead from the Toseach since it's so small. And Toseach being an inferior type of crop will cause Aniyim to lose out, and the leket that they will collect will be from the Tofeach instead of from some other crop. So therefore, you shouldn't harvest them both at the same time, according to Rabbi Meir. While the Chama would allow you to harvest the Tofeach together with other crops, because it's possible that the leket will fall equally from the other crops as well, even though it's more likely that more leket will fall from the Tofeach, being that it's very small, but since it's possible that just as much leket will fall from the other crop, you are allowed to harvest them both at the same time. And the Mefarshim also give an alternative explanation to the Mishnah. That which Rabbi Meir said, they megagel and betofia. What he's saying is that you should not water your field with the tofia at the time that Aniyim are coming to collect their leket. A tofia is an earthenware cleat that's used for watering the field. As we're afraid that by watering your field, the leket will get ruined. So therefore, you shouldn't water your field at the time that Aniyim are coming to collect their leket, even though you will incur a loss if you don't water your field at the time it needs to be watered. And fortunes say that you're allowed to take that loss from the Aniyim, meaning to say that the amount that you lost, right, because you didn't water your field at the time it needs to be watered, you can take that from the leket. You can keep some of the leket for yourself to pay yourself back for the loss that is incurred. While the Chachamim hold that you are allowed to water your field even at the time the Aniyim are coming to collect their leket, as it's possible for us to assess how much the Aniyim will lose by virtue of the fact that you are watering your field, and you can give the difference to the Aniyim. So since that possibility exists, you're allowed to go ahead and water your field, even though some of the leket will get ruined. Seventh parakeh, Mishnah Dalet, Baal Bayin Shoyoiver, Mimakon Lamakon. A Baal Bayin, somebody who owns property, is not a poor person. He was traveling from place to place. This Baal Bayis, during his travels, had nothing to eat, and he was forced to take leket, shikha, and peah, and maitharani, even though he's not an ani, but he was in a situation where he had nothing to eat, and he had no choice but to take the leket, shikha, peah, and maitharani. He can go ahead and take it, but when he gets home, he would have to pay it back, according to Rabbi Eliezer, since he is not technically an ani. He has to pay back the leket, shikha, peah, and maaser ani that he took. The Chacham Maimrim, ani haya ba'oso shah. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say that since at that time he was an ani, during his travel, he did not have any money or food, therefore he is exempt from paying it back even after he returns home. But the Rambam says it would be a midas chasidus to return the leket, shikha, peah, and maaser ani, even according to the Chachamim, even though me'ikar hadin, he is exempt from paying it back according to the Chachamim. But if he wants to be a chassid, he wants to be very righteous, he would pay it back.